Wayne Gardner, the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much for joining us. First of all, congratulations on the award for Chamber of the Year.
Well, thanks very much. We were super excited to get the award. We've been working really, really hard at the local level with the provincial level, and it was nice for the provincial entity to recognize Peace River and all the hard work we've been doing. So to be in front of your peers in Medicine Hat and to win that award was a great accomplishment for the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce.
How much does that say for remote Alberta to say, hey, we're here, we do a lot of work, thank you for recognizing us?
I think it's big. I think, the rural voice doesn't always have as big a seat at the table. And so, of course, we're super excited to be trying to get a bigger voice there. And so all of the other rural Chamber of Commerce that are working really hard, they deserve this recognition as much as we do. And, of course, they recognize all the chambers across the province based on their sizes. So, of course, some of the larger ones get recognized, some of the smaller ones get recognized. But we think it's important for the rural voice to be at that table.
And with this award, for you personally, I guess, as part of the Chamber of Commerce, went a promotion, if I'm not mistaken.
A promotion, I guess we could call it that. We'll see. Ask me in a year. So I was elected to the Executive Council for the Alberta Chamber of Commerce, so that allows me to serve with that board at the provincial level. So just another step, I think, for Peace River and the Peace Region to have a voice at that table. It's the first time, I think, that Peace River has been had a voice or had a spot there. I'm excited to continue to advocate for Peace River. I think it's important for us to keep talking about what's important to our region, and it's not just the large urban municipalities that should be getting the attention. It's important for the small towns too.
One of the things you did bring forward was some of the policies that you had for rural Alberta, and one of the biggest ones was the possible expansion, especially of the markets in the rural areas, specifically I guess through 686 between Peerless and Fort McMurray. How much do you think that will do for the Peace Region? How much does your voice bring to the region and bring to the other regions this policy that was coming in the possible expansion that will take place?
So I think that us advocating for 686 is a big thing for the north. Obviously, we have landlocked communities or limitations on transportation routes, and obviously with the evacuations with the fires, obviously there's a safety component as well. And so it's important for these things to happen. It's important for us to be able to get product to market. And I think that us bringing that stuff forward brings it front of mind. And we were supported well by the other chambers throughout the province. So it wasn't just a regional 686 for the Peace Country and the Fort McMurray region. Others throughout the province see the importance of it as well. So it's nice that they support us, just like we would support them on transportation corridors and things like that. It's nice to get the support from the rest of the province.
Where's the chamber going from this point forward?
I think we're just going to continue on the road we're on. We've been working hard. I think we've been making some real strides, and we've been getting some traction on some of this stuff, and I'm excited to be at that provincial table. And I think that I don't think anything bad comes from us being able to advocate for Peace River. If nothing else, if people just know that I'm from Peace River and we're talking about Peace River regularly, I think the attention gets drawn to Peace River just naturally.
I appreciate this. Lane Gardner, President of the Chamber of Commerce, thank you very much.
Thank you.